I'm Anthony Blee, and I worked with Basil Spence on the cathedral as an architect. I had met Basil Spence before when I was still a student, and what was impressing me more than anything else when I met him first as a student was that I recognised the fact that I was meeting a very active, practising architect. His hands were dirty from the charcoal that he was drawing. The jam pot on his mantel shelf with its wet brushes showed he'd just been doing a painting. And he then immediately interviewed me by asking me what I thought of parts of the design of the cathedral, which was pretty daunting and exciting all at the same time. He'd just done a new drawing of the revised design for the porch, and he held it up saying, "What do you think of that?" And fortunately, I knew the nature of the change that he'd made, so I was very able to say, "It's a great improvement," which is what he wanted to hear. I saw it as a great opportunity because, of course, the building had been designed, and yet there was still a lot of design to be done and a tremendous amount of drawing to be done. And so I was very lucky to arrive at that moment and to be involved in that development. I'd been working on the designs for the pulpit and the lectern, and we didn't agree on one or two aspects of that design, but that was the only time I had any cross swords with Basil. The stair that I designed was what is called a propped cantilever, so each step supports the one above. Any kind of cantilever is subject to stress when you put a heavy load on it. And the heavy load in this case was Archbishop Ramsay, who was an enormous man, so that when he mounted the pulpit to give the sermon at the consecration, I wasn't concerned with anything other than the state of the stair. The current Archbishop, who will be speaking at the 50th service, is not as heavy as his. So I think I'm quite happy about that. We're in what was called the undercroft of the cathedral, in what might be described as the basement. And it's in here that they decided, the clergy decided, to establish a chapel before the cathedral was fully built in order to build up a congregation for the cathedral. And it was when this chapel was finished, it was the time that we decided to get married and chose to come here. The wedding took place here with the bishop marrying us and the provost taking part in the service, and my father, who was a priest as well, taking part in the service. So there were plenty of clergy and a good congregation of how many, do you think?
About 200 guests.
And the builders, because they knew we were having this wedding, thought they'd smarten up the floor by oiling it, which completely ruined Jill's wedding dress.
It sort of seeped up. I was in sort of off a sort of pink satin.
There were builders outside. It was, whereas with military and naval weddings you get cross swords, we nearly had cross spades, I think.